Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Personal testimony time. Here's Henry Hall with You Were There. Listen to this testimony. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel. You were always Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. Hailing from New Jersey, Henry Hall is a powerful and prolific singer, worshiper, and songwriter who has performed on numerous national platforms throughout the United States and abroad. Henry has performed on stages with artists such as Micah Stampley, William McDowell, Brian Poppin, Vicky Winans, and Martha Menenzi. It is my honor and pleasure to welcome to the program Henry Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, sir.
And X-Man, I'm so glad to be here with you where you guys got the Real Gospel going on. Glad to be a part of your program.
Amen. And should I say, and let me also add Henry Hall and New Dimension.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, for listeners who just discovered Christ yesterday and gospel music is new to them, tell them a little bit about who Henry Hall is. How did you first fall in love with Jesus?
Listen, I've been saved since the young age of 12 years old, and I've stayed in the church, stayed in relationship with God all through my college years. It was hard, but I did it. I just fell in love with God, and I fell in love with gospel music while I was in college. I began to write songs. My choir in college at that time recorded a couple of my songs. And from then on, I just began to get involved in church and music ministries. Currently, I am the music minister of a large church here in New Jersey. And I just love God, and I love gospel music. And I just want to share with everybody to uplift and encourage people through gospel music.
Amen. Amen. So you say you found the Lord at the age of 12. What was that like?
Yeah.
As a young man, every now and then we see some young folk come to the altar and give their hearts to Christ. And I did so as a young man myself, probably right around between 10 and 12 years old. But what was that experience like for you as a young man, just hearing the tug and the voice of the Lord?
Yeah, it was very life-changing. One, that as a young person, you could sense and feel God inside of you, drawing you closer. Two, because at that time, the state that my life was in, even as a young man, growing up in the tough inner city, I was trying to avoid being a part of a gang, fighting my way to and from school because I didn't want to be a part. And in the midst of all that, at a young age, my mother died. So I grew up without my natural mother, and God just came right at the time when I needed it most. He showed up in my life. I accepted him. And from that point on, my life got better. Like every year I could see myself getting better, growing, resisting the temptations that were surrounding me in the tough inner city. Went on to be the first in my family to get my high school diploma and then a college degree. And the rest is history. I tell people everywhere that, God is everything to me.
Amen. And so sorry to hear about the loss of your mom at an early age. And I know that had to be tough. And it probably still is to this day. What words, if there are any, of encouragement to you, can you give to any youth listening right now who are in the situation that you're in, or maybe even grown, maybe just someone who's lost a parent like you have? What can you say to them?
Yeah, I would say to them with all of my heart and with all the passion that I can, that God is with you. That no matter what you're going through, because as I look back over my life and see, that happening at such a young age, even though I didn't know God and couldn't express him like older believers could, he was with me. Realizing where I'm at now, I realized God had to be with me, even though it was tough times. And even though I was going through some of the most difficult situations in my life, I would not have made it if God had not been with me. So I say to young people today, because they are facing some things. Some young people, one of the things is that they're homeless because their parents may be on drugs or alcohol or whatever the case may be. I would say to them that God is with you. Just knowing that gives you hope, and it causes you to respond and react to the situations in different ways than you would if you felt hopeless.
Amen. So how did you get involved in music? Did you begin playing instruments? Did you start off in the choir? How did you get connected to music?
I started off playing, taking piano lessons, which I quickly realized that I did not want to put into discipline for that. But I tell you, I was just naturally gifted. I can remember as early as being in the seventh grade, and, you know, because of what I went through, I was kind of a little bit of a class clown, you know. But it was, music for me is a gift. The songs I receive, I hear them all, the melody. Now, later on in college, I did probably most of the training I did in college as a music minor. But then one day, one Sunday, the youth choir director, we had a 125-voice youth choir at the Baptist church I grew up in. And one Sunday, she called me, "Lil Henry, I want you to sing this song." And, you know, I was like, she ain't going to put me on the spot. I'm trying to be cool. The little girls is in here, you know. I ain't singing that song. And by the time I got home to my aunt, she said, "Who are you to tell somebody what you ain't going to do? You're going to sing that song or else." Well, I learned how to sing, pray, and preach, get the Holy Ghost all at the same time.
Man, that is really amazing.
The past gave you whoopings.
yeah, you're right. Back in those days.
Yeah. There's no limit to it.
Great. So how did you get hooked up with New Dimension? What's the backstory for you and New Dimension?
Yeah, New Dimension is a very great, eclectic, unique group of people. We're from various church denominations. All worship leaders in their own right could go on and do their own project, but through the relationship with God and with each other, I brought them together under Henry Hall and New Dimensions to come together for this project. And it is just awesome. The unity we have, the harmony we have with one another, like I said, coming from all different denominations, all leading worship in their own music ministry at their churches, are coming together for this goal on a larger level to be an example of what true praise and worship is and what the gospel and effective music ministry is in the lives of people and what it can do. So we have a good time when we come together to rehearse, when we go out to minister. We have a good time, and the main thing is that we're unified in our effort. We simply want to get people into the presence of God.
Amen. So you said made up of many different denominations, and that's not uncommon, but talk to us. How did you have the vision for that, to bring together all denominations? Because, you know, let's face it, sometimes there are a lot of, what's the old saying that we used to have, too many chiefs and not enough Indians. So, you know,
Well, you know, one of the things I know that as a leader, one of the things I take, number one, as a leader, is that I am a servant of all. And that's one of the things that come right from the Word of God, where Jesus exemplified that example. So this is not like the big chief or little I or big U. It's about the common goal of what we're trying to do. And we're trying to spread the gospel through song in a unique way that God has placed in my heart to do it. And these are people that I have served down through the years at various churches, like I said, regardless of what their denomination is. And they're doing this out of a heart of gratitude, out of a heart of commitment, and because of a relationship that we've built down through the years. One of the other things that I do is that I do seminars and workshops at churches about how to administer praise and worship, and how to minister effectively through music. So I've done those for years, and these are people now who see what I'm doing, and they sense a call to be a part of what we're doing on a larger level to the body of Christ and the world.
Amen. So the song "You Were There," after listening to your personal testimony, I can only imagine that part of that song is an embodiment of your history and what God has done for you in your life.
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you. I wrote this song, I think, about 7-8 years ago, and just decided to produce it and release it. Man, I tell you. Now, let me even just go back to that. At the time that my mother passed, being so young, both of my parents were alcoholics at the time. And I'm saying this because I hope that some young person or even adult who's an adult now hear this. I thought, and I never knew my parents were never married. I never knew that all my years until I got to college. They were what we call here in New Jersey by common law. They lived together. So being born to two parents who were alcoholics, then having one of those parents die, which is your mother, which, you know, as kids you gravitate to more, man, it was devastating. And as I look back over that and just shift forward, fast forward later in life, all the things we've been through, you know, people might be going through something now and think that God is not with him. Well, just look back to where you were before and what you were going through. And even if you're going through now, you realize I'm only where I'm at now because God was with me. He had to be with me.
Wow. Amen. That is such a powerful testimony from a powerful man of God. And I pray that God continues to use you in a tremendous way. Yes, Brother sir. Henry, how can the listeners get more information about you and this CD project?
Listen, just go to our Facebook page at Henry Hall New Dimension. Once again, you can get snippets of us, snippets of our rehearsal, snippets of us just having a good time, having some fun, because I believe praising God ought to be fun. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
And you can go right there at Henry Hall New Dimension. Our single will be available on all digital sites, Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody, any digital site you can imagine. It will be on there.
Amen, my brother. And quickly, give a shout out to your church. Let everybody know what the service times are and the website and address if you have it on hand.
Listen, we are here in New Jersey, the Garden State. My church is Living Faith Christian Center with my pastors, Pastor Connie McLean, powerful woman of God, teaches the Word of God, believes in healing, and loves to worship God. We are here in New Jersey, Pensauken, New Jersey, 2323 Route 73. Come join us. Our service times are 10 a.m. in the morning on Sunday and at 7 p.m. for Wednesday night's midweek service.
Amen. Amen, my brother. Now, I'm your neighbor. I was born and raised in New Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, New York. So, that's right. That's right. Small world. Small world.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
before we go, you want to give a shout out to anybody in the New Dimension Choir?
Yes, I want to say hi to all of my true worshipers in New Dimension. Y'all, we on the radio. Y'all with me? All right, New Dimension, let's do it. Let's do it.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Henry Hall of New Dimension. Please support his music ministry. He is a tremendous man of God. He is a man of God with principle. He is a man of God who has a powerful testimony. He is a man of God who has helped grace the stage with people such as Micah Stampley, William McDowell, Brian Poppin, Vicky Winans, and Martha Menenzie, and so many, many, many others. My brother, may God continue to use you. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to open doors for you that no man can close. May the Spirit of God continue to take you to places and regions on this planet as you continue to minister the gospel to all four corners of the earth. And my brother, if you are ever, ever, ever in need of anything, prayer, you give me a call. You have nothing but our love and our support on this program.
All right. Thank you, X-Man. I appreciate it. I'm so glad to be here with the X-Man. He's bringing forth the real gospel.
Amen. Henry Hall, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Alrighty, God bless you.
Well, family, you absolutely positively know what's coming up. We're going to take a quick break, and then immediately, and I do mean immediately after this break, I've got a real flashback song for you. This is one of those songs that those of us who remember growing up on Sunday mornings with the radio on and gospel was on all morning long, you were getting ready for church, it's going to be one of those songs for people like us who remember growing up like that. I hope you enjoy it. I am the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.